Zegt şu Safi Bey, ya da beni soktu. Hızlı zegt de şu Mustaniye Oşeydi ve şu Şofa. Morning, everybody. Okay. As we mentioned, Sunday, Bezushem will have a Bechina, just the purpose of the Bechina is just to do Chazara, and we don't want to have to do big chunks at once. Right, that's the Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin, one new knowledge, says you should learn a little, do Chazara, then a little, do Chazara, not learn a huge amount, and then first do Chazara. And then the Gemara says, what? Yodu Rabbanan b'chai milsa v'ka'avriyala. That the Rabbanan know this, but they sometimes don't follow. So try to follow. Okay. So as we're saying now, we're doing the... We're in the last section, and I want to, the focus on the things that are mamish nogea lemaisa, and things like that. Okay, so question is like this: when does a woman go to the mikveh? So we know that she goes to the mikveh after the zayin nikiyah. In other words, midaraisa, she doesn't need zayin nikiyah, so then she can go after 7 days. But me, but me, the Rambam, after all the chumras and everything, she needs Zayin Nikiyim, and she needs more than just Zayin Nikiyim. We worry about Paleta, Shechva, Zera, right? So we do the five and the seven and the whole thing. So let's see. We just, I always say, how do you know we're on schedule? Is when we're holding by more or less the Parshas HaShavua. So this is Parshas Metzora. We just, last Shabbos was Tazir Metzora. So maybe we're a little bit behind, but basically we're Beseder. So now the pasuk here talks about a Zava Gdola, right? Which is a woman who sees the 3 days of blood, and it's during the 11 days, right? After the seven. Right, so it's a Zavah Gedolah, she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. Whereas a regular Nida doesn't need Zayin Nikiyim, right? But we're Machmir, we treat all the Nidas like a Zavah Gedolah. So then the Torah says, Vim Torah Mizovah, V'Safa Lo Shiva Yomim V'Chartitar. So she had seven Shiva Nikiyim, and then she goes to the mikveh at night. So is that true? I mean, we have the women go at night, but the question is, does a Zavah Gedolah have to go at night? Or maybe with midaraisa, it's good enough in the daytime. So the Sifra says here on page three that really Rav Shimon Omer v'achar titar achar ma'ase titar. Shetavla tohor of all osu chachamim of. And this is quoted in the Gemara. And neither on page four. The Tanya in the middle of the page here, but the Sabbath is not a base. Tanya achar titar achar achar lekulam shlo Rav Shimon Omer achar titar achar ma'ase titar. Aval omru chachamim. Also, Asos Kain Shemel Tovolu De Sofik. So, meaning like this: a real Zavah Gedolah, she needs Zayin Nikiyim, and then on the seventh day, she does a bedika. She does a bedika, say in the morning, because she needs Zayin Nekiyim. So her last bedikah is in the morning. And then the Gemara says an unbelievable thing. But this is, again, this is all on a Daraisa level. At the Daraisa level, she can go to the mikveh that day. Like Rav Shechter says, the idea is it's like Mikdas Hayom Kikulo. So she goes to the mikveh that day. Achar Maisa. Look what Rashi says. Achar Maisa came and she suffered Mikdas Hayom Shal Zayin Titar Ali Dei Tefila. Titar Ali Dei Tefila. So the question is, we know that our women, they go to mikveh at night. So the question is why? B'chara, in other words, our women don't really even need Zayin Nekiyim, right? So what's the idea of Zayin Nekiyim? The idea of Zayin Nekiyim is because we don't want to confuse it with Zava Gadol. So we treat all our nidas like Zava Gadols. But even a Zava Gadol, Mi'ikar Adin could go in the day, but what? Mitrabanan, it says here, also Lassos came. Shemot Tovo Lidei Safik. Rashi, Shemot Tishamish Bo Bayom Vitir Miyad Alacha Tashmish Nimsa Soseres Chol Shofel Tavilos Apsuma. Because we're afraid that really she can go to the mikvah in the day, is Zava Gadola. We're afraid that what's going to happen, she's going to go to the mikvah, say, in the morning, and then she'll cohabit with her husband afterwards, and then later that day, maybe she'll bleed more. And it'll come out with Mafreya, she really never had full seven Zayin Nekiyim. Because even though the Zayin Nekiyim is, we say Mixas Hayom, like Rav Shechter says, Pshad, we say Mixas Hayom Kekulo, but Lamaisa, if she bleeds on the seventh day, she didn't really have Zayin Nekiyim. So therefore, we're saying that it's usher until the night. Even though midaraisa, it's really mutter right away. But we're afraid that if it's mutter right away, they'll mishamish right away, and then later that day maybe she'll bleed more. And l'mafreya, it comes out that they didn't have a proper zayin nekiyim. So therefore, it's usher. So the big question is, what does it mean, also lasos came? To do what? Two possibilities. One possibility is also lasos came means you can't go to the mikveh in the daytime. We don't really even go to the mikveh in the daytime because we're afraid if you go to the mikveh in the daytime on day seven, then you'll be together with your husband on day seven. And then, so what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is because maybe she'll bleed later in the day. The other possibility is no, nothing wrong with going to the mikveh, just don't have tashmish until the night. Right? So Tosis writes, he likes the pshat, also lasos came litbol. He says it's going on the tefillah, you shouldn't even go to the mikveh. Dia tashmish ma'u shalot tovol v'dei sofek ha'kvar bo b'shas tashmish shemetira. In other words, he doesn't think that's the Pashup Shah of the Gemara. He thinks the Isser that Chachamim made was even going to the mikveh during the day on day seven. Who says differently? Who says differently? So take a look at the Balamor. How goes Razal, page seven. So first he writes on page seven of Hagos HaRazah, on the second in the bottom there, where the arrow is, the first arrow. Lo pilbol, ani omer shelo nemesh. It says the second arrow. Vasur l'shamesh ad ha'erev mishum de Reb Shimon. So he learns pshat that it's not asur litbol, it's asur l'shamesh. But if she wants to go to the mikveh in the daytime, she can go in the daytime. Because why? Because the whole issue is we're afraid that if they're boil, and then she sees down, but they don't have to be boil. They'll just go to the mikveh. So we don't paskin like this Balamor. We paskin that it means That's a lit bulb. So that's why our minute practice, our halacha, is that when a woman goes to the mikveh, she always goes to the mikveh at night. Because that's the din of the Reb Shimon says you can go on day seven. Again, our women are nidahs, and we're machmir that we treat them like zavah gedolim. But a zavah gedolim itself could go in the day, yeah, but then Chachamim answered it. The Chachamim answered going in the daytime because of the Reb Shimon. Because Shema Tirevatistar. Okay, there's more to say of this. But that's on day seven. That's on day seven. But what if she didn't go on day seven? Now it's the day after, it's day eight already. So already day eight, even if she'd go to the mikveh in the daytime and then go have tashmish, it wouldn't be a problem. Because so what if she sees Dom later in the day? She already fulfilled her Zayin Nekiyim Kehidura. Well, so the Gemara says there's another concern that even if you go on day eight, you still should not go in the daytime. So let's see. Take a look here on page four. Amarav. Yeah. Need the bismana in a tovelos el balayla. Shalom bismana tovelos whether she goes on the seventh day or later, in a tovelos el balayla b'shem srach bita. So do we have a new halacha of srach bita? Srach bita means that we're afraid that the ma. Srach bita means the daughter. Srach bita means the daughter clings after the mother. So, meaning what's going to happen is if we let the mother go to the mikveh in the day, the daughter is going to see that. Again, I told you, Bizman HaGemara, Nida was public. You know, when a woman was in Nida, the whole community had it. It was everyone's business. You know, today it's the most private thing, and then it was the most public thing. She wore big day nida even, because again I explained to you, because it didn't have to do only with intimacy; it had to do just with tumah v'tahara. So that's not a private thing, the tumah v'tahara. So the girl is going to see that her mother is going to mikveh in the daytime, and she's not going to realize this, that it's only because it's day eight, right? And what's going to happen? This girl, when she gets older, is going to start going to the mikveh in the daytime. She won't really, and she'll do it on day seven even. And she'll do it even on day seven. So therefore, they said that even if you go on day eight, you shouldn't go in the daytime. Because of Srach Bita. So basically we have two halachas. One halacha is you can't go day seven in the day, Shema Tirevatistor. And even day eight doesn't only mean day eight, day eight, day nine, anything. You can't go in the daytime either because we're afraid of Srach Bita. Then the Gemara continues, asking Ravidi Benarsh. Oh, asking of Indy Benarish, the midbar b'yomid d'tanayim mishum argivasa. He says that there's a heter to go in the daytime because of argivasa, because of lions. We're afraid if you go in the night. In other words, he's saying like this: if you're afraid that if you go in the night, you might bump into a lion in the street, that's not so good. So therefore, there was a sakana. So you can go into the day in the daytime on day eight. Or Acha bar Yaakov b'kupanam Ganji. Or Ganavim. And another reason, Rav Yehuda b'kupanam Tzina, if it's very cold. And then the Gemara says, but still, on day seven, you can't go because of Reb Shimon. So there are two halachas. There's the din of Reb Shimon, not to go day seven of the day because of Shematir. And then there's this other halacha of Srach Bita, even on day eight and on. You can't go during the day. Oh, so the question is, sometimes it's very hard to go at night. Sometimes it's very hard to go at night. I'll give you 100 examples. My favorite example to give is on somebody's mikveh night is the night of the Pesach Seder. So that's like the worst night of the year to have to go. Because the whole family's there, so like for the Pesach Seder, right? So, maybe last year it wasn't like that because people were having their Pesach Seders alone last year. But in general, if Baruch Hashem, families gather together. So what is she going to say? Oh, I have to go someplace, So maybe in a hanami, if she's embarrassed, then let her go some other time, Or for example, you have women who are nurses have all night shifts. They can have shifts from 7 to 7, 7 at night to 7 in the morning, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. And then, before she goes to her shift, it's still daytime, and then when she finishes her shift, it's also daytime. So now usually women who have these shifts don't have it every day. So are we going to tell them that in a chanam, so if you have to wait till you go at night, is there any cooler? Oh, so there are several coolers about going at night, going to go in the daytime. To go in the daytime.
So we're just talking about the daytime of 7.
Daytime of 7 or daytime of 8, but even daytime of 7. Yeah. So let's see. Entice us here on page 4. So Entice says, he says, no big deal. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you want to go in the daytime, go in the daytime. Just make sure that you don't come home to the house until night. So you go to the daytime. In other words, as long as, because what's the point? Now, the question we're going to have to discuss is Rabbeinu Tam referring to day 7 or is referring to day 8? That's the machlokes. The Shach says he's only referring to day 8. And therefore, in other words, to circumvent the thing of Srach Bita, to do it, to not to come home till the night. And others, the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva, we'll see, he says even on day 7. So the Chacham Tzvi says, as long as she doesn't come, because what's it works in good with Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon's whole chashash is that she's going to go to the mikveh, and then they'll have tashmish, and then they'll bleed. But if she's not going to come home till nightfall, then the whole chashash won't apply. So therefore, it'll be fine.
So
Okay. So this is, if you want to see here in the Shulchan Aruch, take a look. Okay, take a look. On page, let's look at page 19. Asur litbol b'yom ha'shvi. Right, she can't go to the mikvah on the seventh day in the daytime. Afilu mamtenes mi litbol ad yom shmini. But even if she does it on the eighth day, or chi eni chol litbol b'yom. And those are the two halachas. Shum tzrach bita. Now, what if, now we said on the eighth day you have the heter of onus. That's a halacha dal here that we saw. Hechadika onus, kagan, sheirea litbo balayl machlat sina, o pachet ganovin, o shesogrim shara ha'ir, yecholon litbo bishmini bibod yom, aval bishvi lo titbo bibod yom, aval gavdika onus. In other words, the heter of onus is only on shmini, but not on shvi. Now, what if she went to the mikvah on Shmini without an onus? Or she went on Shvi to the mikvah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Im avra v'tavla b'shmini b'yom b'lo onus afil hachi also lo tfil. Pein im avra v'tavla b'shvi b'yom also lo tfil. In other words, but even if you did it, it's good. Tfil is still good. But you're not supposed to. And the Shach says on page 19, because the Shach says that the cool of Rabbeinu Tam doesn't apply to the seventh day. He says, "You knew that I'm Dafka Biyom Shmini Dosim Shemshach Bidul Chul Kai Gavna Mekel Rabbeinu Tam." Three lines from the bottom, four lines from the bottom. He says, "Rabbeinu Tam was only Mekel on the eighth day, because if you don't come home till night, even if there wasn't an onus, then Rabbeinu Tam says that you could do Mechatchil." And others, here's a famous tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. The tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi is here on page 24, where he argues with the Shach. And he says, that the din of Rabbeinu Tam is on Shvi. On Shvi. If you want to look, there's a lesson here on page 26 with the arrow on the bottom right. Page 26. Because if you look carefully at Tosas, he speaks about also about Shematira Vatispor in that context. So he thinks the Pasha Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam was even on the seventh day. Even on the seventh day, they can go. As long as they don't come home till... So he has a whole... This is the fascinating tshuva. I have what to say about this tshuva. This is the fascinating tshuva where he says that... But usually if you're gonna go, if she's going to go too early, then she's going to... Where's she going to go? She's going to come home already. So he has a sheet that let her go bein hashmashos to the mikvah. Let her go bein hashmashos to the mikvah. Say Friday night she wants to go early. So let her go bein hashmashos. And then she'll come home. And she'll be home by night. And he says that that's the best way, because the Chacham Tzvi says, and this is the famous Chumrah of the Chacham Tzvi, that a woman is not allowed to go to the mikveh Friday night to a hot mikveh. I mean, our mikvahs today, they're all heated. So he says, but you're not allowed to wash your body in hot water on Shabbos and Yontif, the whole body. I mean, the Shabbos, eh? Shabbos, let's talk about. So how do women go to the mikveh Friday night? So he says, in a chanami. It's wrong. So when should they go, he says? Women should go to the mikveh. If they want to go to the mikveh Friday night, and it's you want to go late at night, past seis, with a normal time, they have to go to a cold mikveh. If not, go bein hashmashos, because the whole idea of going to the... Not allowed to go in hot water on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to heat up the water on Shabbos. It's a gzeira. But at Bein HaShemashos, they weren't goes there. They weren't goes there. So therefore, he says, so you let them go early. And early in his mind, it was Bein HaShemashos. Sof dover halach l'maisa, he writes, on page 26 on the left. And the Omer she'elam l'noshem gitbol b'chamim below Shabbos. Below b'erev Shabbos. Shehu Yom Shvi Shalhem. El Tidbolna Betzona in El Shabbos. Either they go in cold mikvah on Friday night, or Hafagas Tinos and Bavara Shalom Yikra Lahem, or, you know, they took out the chill. It's not hot, but it's not cold either. Over Motzai Shabbos. Vim Efshar, Vim Efshar B'chol Omer Yatir Lahem Lidbol Bein Hashmashos. So it says, then if you go Bein Hashmashos, and then they'll come home at night. Pashas is, if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's on the seventh day, you can also go early in the morning. It's just that practically, what are you going to do the whole day? You're not going to come home. You understand? So it makes a lot of sense. You go early, it means you go Bein Hashmashos, and then you'll go home. Time you walk home, it'll already be dark. But in Nichlal, in this tshuva, he has two piskei dinim. One is that the din of Rabbeinu Tam is even on day seven, and one that there's us issa to be tovel in the mikvah, a hot mikvah on Shabbos. I always say that all these people today, you know, they say, oh, we're going to keep one day of Yontif in Eretz Yisrael when we go, because we follow the Chacham Tzvi, so they should also... follow the Chacham Tzvi, that they shouldn't use hot mikvahs on the, you know, that Chacham Tzvi, they don't want to follow. And then this became, in this generation, this Chacham Tzvi became very popular, that you only have to keep one day of Yontif, even if you're coming back. If you're an American in Israel, you only keep one day, that's a Chacham Tzvi Shita. But people are selective of which Chacham Tzvis they want to follow. I mean, I'm not telling you should... you know, machmir to cold water, that would be very difficult for I don't know anybody who, any mikveh today that they machmir for the Chacham Tzvi, that the women will go in a cold mikveh on Friday night. But this is, so that's what Chacham Tzvi says, she'll come home now. Now the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva. Chasam Sofer says a chida chumra, a big chumra from the Chasam Sofer. Let's see what it says. On page 29. He says, not only they can't come home till the night, they can't come to anyone's home. Take a look at page 30. Ach al kolponim nirali shetisha ha'isha balicha b'mikvah lebeisa ad shalayla aval eino mo'il ma shetelech lebeis chaverta b'oso yir. Kimali bai zeh ozeh. That's a big chumra. In other words, she can't go, but pastor says she can't go to where her husband is because then they can be together. But she said, no, she can't even go to her friend's house. Friend's house? What's wrong with the friend's house? The husband's not even there. He says it's a low plug. She won't talk to the base of any. Wow. That is a tremendous chumrah. That she can't go to any house. Oh, so what are the clues here? So, Moshe had a big clue. This is on page 31. This is written to Rav Gedalia Felder of Toronto. He was a big Rav in Toronto. And in fact, Rabbi Moshe Teichner, his brother-in-law, used to be in the Fort Troy nursing home here. And I used to go visit him on a regular basis. He's a big Talmud Chacham. I used to go and talk. I have a notebook of conversations. Because he was a tremendous bucky, Rabbi Felder's brother-in-law. And he used to mishamish Rabbi Felder when the days he was in Toronto. Rabbi Felder, the later days, was in the wheelchair. And Rabbi Teichner used to push the wheelchair. So Rabbi Moshe was Mako for Rabbi Tam Shita. But he says, Kula. In other words, first of all, it became the practice that it's not only a din of the woman. In other words, the woman could call help if the husband's not there. In other words, the simple shot is that they made a din the woman should come home. The Chasam Sofer takes it very literally. She can't come home and she can't come to any home. It's that kach tiknu, kviyachol Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbi Moshe, others say no. She can come home. If, say her husband, because the way we usually tell people, say for example the Erev Pesach scenario, you know, like a woman has hamikvah night, the night of the Pesach Seder. So what do we tell people? There was so again, certain communities will never permit Rabbeinu Tam, at least the Chacham Tzvi's version of Rabbeinu Tam. They just won't. And like here in Washington Heights, they're not going to permit. No, just that's their shita. They're not going to permit it. But there are many communities that will permit it, or at least if they have a Rav who endorses it. So so the way that would work is like she would go to the mikveh, say, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, say late afternoon. Really, she could go to the mikveh in the morning. But but the husband and wife are going to be home Erev Pesach. You can't say, oh, he shouldn't come home till night. That's not practical. But if she goes late in the afternoon, so basically what she'll do is she'll go to the mikveh late afternoon. She'll drive the car to the mikveh. And before she gets a chance to come home, he will go where? He'll go to shul. It's already time to go to shul. We'll go to shul. Okay, maybe he'll be a little early to shul. And he'll go to shul. And then, and when he comes home from shul, it's already Tzeis HaKochavim. So in other words, basically, the minute became that if you follow Rabbi Natan, you don't have to be such a, only in the scenario that she doesn't come home, because it's a svara, that they shouldn't have a potential to be together before the night, and she might see more da. So, so Rav Moshe says even the Chasam Sofer, he doesn't think he means it so literally. He thinks it means only because they possibly could meet each other. But I don't know. Pashut says the Chasam Sofer meant it literally, even if they're not gonna. It's like a low plug, so to say. But what if they can't be like that? So he has a tremendous kulah. Rav Moshe, this is the biggest as they get. If you have a lot of kids in the house, so she can come home even before night, and he can be home even before night. But what's the chashash that they're gonna be together in the daytime? But there's kids running around. It's not gonna happen. I don't know, it's a chiddush, I mean, because they can lock the door, but even if they can lock the door, the kids are going to be knocking on the, you know what I mean, the kids running around, so he permitted it. But usually everybody's never permitted such a thing like that. But a situation where there's no chashash. I discussed with everybody once, and we were not the ones also, according to, you know, sometimes another child comes up. A couple has an airplane flight the night of the mikveh night. So what is she going to do? She has to be by the airplane. She can't go to the mikveh night. It's already, she has to be in the airport then. So they permitted, I think, everybody or not, that she can go in the daytime, and then they'll meet up in the airport, even though they're going to see each other. But since it's not shaykh that they can cohabit together in the airport, so that would be okay, according to the Shita within Rabbi Natan. Or, for example, once had a shaykh with Rabbi Bari that she has to go to the mikveh in the daytime, but they have a bar mitzvah to go to. But they're having the meal of the bar mitzvah, the shul. They can make an early Shabbos. You see, last year there was a problem last year with this heter, because last year the men weren't going. The Erev Pesach heter last year was a little difficult because the men weren't going to shul. Right, so to tell the woman you can go early and come home, so sometimes we had to do that. The man at least leaves the house. You know, he doesn't come into the house till night. Because usually it's not a problem. Every man goes to shul for Erev Pesach, you know, for night of Pesach. You know, but last year no one was going to shul. So then this heter became more problematic, how to navigate it. Or I told you, if you have an airplane flight, so you go to the, so everybody said, or not the Greenwood said, they can meet up at the airport. Airplane. He'll take a cab to the airplane. She'll go to the mikveh and meet him up. And then, even though when they meet in the airport, it's still going to be before Lila, but it's not shy that they're going to be together. See, the Chasam Sofer probably wouldn't. But Moshe claims that Chasam Sofer, Moshe, you know, I guess he don't want to come out head on with the Chasam Sofer. I mean, that's what. So he says, the Chasam Sofer probably meant only when they're going to be a possibility. But Pasha says the Chasam Sofer meant like sort of like a low plug. But Rav Moshe's whole thing is that it's not a low plug, and therefore, as long as there's no chashash, but But in other words, but people making early Shabbos is going to be a problem. Because if people make early Shabbos and they want to go to the mikveh, be bod yom, and then they're home together, right? Because the whole point of early Shabbos is to be able to eat the meal, you know. And then, like everybody says, as long as there's a possibility that they live there, so they, husband and wife, could both go to the bedroom together and be together, you know, and then have this whole chashash. But when they're in the, having a bar mitzvah in the shul, and they're having an early Shabbos, or they're having the meal in the shul, so there's no chashash that they're going to have tashmish in the shul, because there's no place for that. But if they're in their own home, where they have their own bedroom, then, that's a different story. So again, this is with all, so Rav Moshe permitted, others are machmir, not to permit, to follow the shach. We never permit on the seventh day. But different communities have different nihugim regarding this. But it can be very helpful in situations, where it's very difficult, to do it at night. Like the Pesach situation, when they're airplane flight that night, So these are some of the issues. Now we're going to see a Kala before her wedding is a different story because she's not with her husband. That's there's even the people of Machmer may go for a Kala before the wedding. There's a kala before the wedding, and she already has a zayin nikiyim, so there's no chashash of tira v'tistor, there's no chashash srachbita, so then the mikvahs will allow kalas to go to the mikvah before the wedding on the daytime. Because that you don't have to rely on Rabbein Tam or anything like that. But you do it on Rabbein Tam, so the shach felt Rabbein Tam is only on the eighth day. And the Chasam Sofer is very stark, not like him. But the mice, that's the machlokes here. And the Achronim speak about this. The Sidrei Tara quotes the Chasam Tzvi, Avodas Gershuni. Different sheets, but those are the basic sheets. Okay, so we'll talk more, but this is a very important topic because it's very relevant a lot of times, especially Friday night and things like that. Someone was just telling me about a Rav in Muncie who I was just musing with somebody about Muncie. So the thing in Muncie is it's dark, So it's not like Brooklyn where they have sidewalks and they have street lights. So Chas v'Shalom, once happened, as I was told, that someone was hit by a car, going to the mikveh on Friday night. And so that's why one of the Rabbanim, Rabbi Shabbos, he decided to have a local, the concept of a Friday night mikvah, which means that there's the main mikvah in the community, and then sometimes like a shtibu or something like that, we'll have a more local mikvah for people who have to go Friday. So this Rav was decided to have a mikvah closer by, not to have to go to the main mikvah, because especially in Muncie where it's not easy to walk, but I would sooner matter tevila b'yom for that situation because it's a big sakana. I'd rather be makel like the Chacham Tzvi than have a woman be hit by a car, having to walk in the dark. So Bezer Shem, as we said, we have the Bechina on Sunday, and then Monday Bezer Shem will continue the next year. Okay, so I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Yoni Sonnenschein and Ben Katz, MZ Pinter, and Ezra Hagler. I wish you all a good Shabbos. And okay, Blaz Hashem. I'll see you Bez Hashem Sunday. Siyata Shmaya.